Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Eish, yeah. Thank you so much, Johan. And he's taking over again tomorrow morning. And may the Father continuously bless you amazingly. Bless you amazingly. You know, I'm looking at the manner in which people respond to you, even on the WhatsApps here. You know, people are saying, Danki Domini, thank you so much. People really appreciate you. And we give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Hey, Johan. You know, I believe that at some stage, you should be given a chance just to address Parliament. Eish, yeah, yo. It's Tom and Jerry there. Hey. Yeah, but it would be nice, you know, that we get an invite, which is very soon. We get an invite that we sit at that oval place where visitors sit. And then they would say, okay, we ask Dominie Johan to open in prayer. You know, so that you pray for all of us, since you are touching all of us across any bar line. And it would be nice, you know, to have your minister there. It's coming. I can feel it in my bones. It's coming. It's going to happen. All right. Welcome to it. It is Thursday Live. And hopefully we are going to talk to the Apostle Phumlamfene. She's back from America. She'll tell us how the trip was there. I saw she was in some winter. And also Umfundisi Makamu and also Pastor Green, we will hear from them. But first and foremost, let us appreciate life that the Father has given to us through His Son, the Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach. And let us appreciate Him that He has given us a gift of life. And with this gift of life, let us glorify Him.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
This gift of life, the name of the song, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8, Thursday Live, the name of the show. And of course, like I said last week, we are looking forward to the Apostle Phumlamfene coming back from America. She's here, and also Pastor Makam is here on the line. Pastor Green, I've seen the work. And let us welcome Pastor Makamu. Greetings, Muruti. How are you? Yeah.
He is a king. He was not. He is.
Yes.
Yeah, I got dingy food. And I would like also to greet and to welcome my apostle.
Yeah.
Apostle Phumlamfene.
Yeah.
Over to now. We welcome you from Trump's land.
Yes. Oh, from Trump's land.
Yeah.
Hey, banna.
And yeah. Also, I'd like to greet Pastor Green. And ne banja lekankulu nkulu all over the world.
Lapha
khona abavulele khona.
Absolutely.
Nawe. Nabo bonke.
Oh, nawe.
Amen.
I figure give me now.
Yeah.
And we also have the Apostle Phumlamfene. She's back from America, man. Yazi niphumule uhamba isikhathe side yazi. Yazi. Uphumule uzasikhiphe uzangikhiphe esporweni. Uhamba isikhathe side lo. Uke wayenza lento makahamba aya eCape Town. Yahamba yena yongena isikole eCape Town. Thina siyafahlaka la eUnisa la. Uyabona? Yena uyahamba 10 years eCape Town. Yo. Ho.
Kata how are you wena mambo mlampeni?
Ayamdlalela. What's amaya? Wavaya adlale.
No. I get correct. What I'm okay, but no, you're not okay. You must never do that. Ungasa hand.
Ngimbona unabantu laphana bagcoka impahla ze snow, bagcoka ngithi mara oyena. Mara oyena, wayibona?
And
scars, what's up nyana? Ah, wajo. Mara scars, what's up nyana? Eh jo. Age chap ke balai wa itseng mo modimo a boletseng hore ke tlo ya go teng. Happy the father spoke about these trips about 4 years ago during that time ya COVID. The father spoke and said, look, you will be going places and all those things, and it did not look like, but she believed what the father was saying to her, and she will go places and all that. Motho go di plekeng ke mona o pose itse mola how how.
Mina ngizwe ukuthi na uDonald Trump uqasha ama bodyguard yabo mama sembengicabanga ukuthi maybe
I think she was blessing Donald Trump because she went at that time when Donald Trump was giving that first speech of victory. She was already there.
I believe you.
No, I'm telling you, she left. If you can remember very well, she was there.
Yes. You know ukuthi utshintshe kakhulu Donald Trump manje.
Yeah, because abo
kule second term lela.
You know, because it is good that the father sends his servants to these lands, man. Because people become so much overwhelmed and overtaken by excitement, depressions, loss, winnings and stuff. And the father would just bring a servant there, just like he did bring Moses, you know. If there's one righteous man in that city, will you destroy that city? And the father says, no, I shall not destroy that city because of one righteous man that is in the land. Waibona? So she went in and represented Yahusha Hamashiach, the savior.
Amen.
Hey, and I could see the ministry. Look, I was following the services. I could see the services there. It was just fantastic. Welcome back. Umakamu gnin, bon makamu thulile mayaz makamu. Uthulile yaz gitatit. Umakamu every weekend. Eh, Pastor Bumlo, ubuyanin. Eh, nungbuzisa off air. Nitilo, zom trepa. Uzot makachwa ibuzisa ngi record.
Ha, umfundi.
Kutawukata kabuyina. And I'm blaming Umakamu because her ministry is valuable. You know, her ministry is valuable. Yet we must accept that there will be times when the father will take her to other lands. And this we have to accept. And especially her church, the church that she is at, they have to accept. They have to grow and accept that at time the father will require her to be in far lands, you know, very much there. Welcome back. Welcome back, Apostle.
Thank you. It's good to be back, even if I'm struggling with jet lag, you know, when people are sleeping, me, I'm awake. When they're awake, I'm sleeping. It's just a struggle. My voice is like it's not my body. But I'm glad I'm back, and I'm grateful to God. And thank you so much, Muruti. You know, maybe some people who are listening, they don't even know the grace of God upon your life of the prophetic. That, you know, I remember on those days where you say to me, Pumla, you must get ready. You know, you touch nations. You know, you just spoke and bang, the Lord is doing it. Even when I was there, you know, I was reminded of those prophecies. And I want to encourage everybody who is out there listening. Maybe you have a word from God and you think it's delaying. It will surely come to pass. Just keep on believing.
Absolutely.
So I just saw the hand of God and I'm just here to change the bags, change the clothes. You know, there are other nations waiting. I just don't know where to start. But you know, my duty is to continue to serve God and His people. It's all about that. Nothing less, nothing more. Serving the purposes of God in our generation wherever we go. So I'm grateful to you, men of God, for the way you really spoke. It's really manifesting with speed in a way that it's like I'm dreaming. You know, there was a time when you just asked me to say hello to people. No, it was not even my day of preaching. I couldn't even finish with the introduction. The Spirit of God was like,
hallelujah,
came upon people.
Hallelujah.
I mean, before I left, they didn't want me to go. And I'm like, Lord, even if I would be given money to stay in America, I just cannot.
Mm.
My heart is still sold out to Africa, you
yes,
know.
But, yes,
you know, I'm just saying thank you so much, Murut. I'm grateful. It's good to be back. I miss Tatu Makama very bad, and you and Tati Gray and the listeners. It's a good show, and I always appreciate the opportunity given to me. You know, I don't take it like this is also opening doors for us. Sometimes you don't realize when you serve, and God is watching, and He has a way of rewarding and honoring us.
Mm, absolutely.
I hope I didn't say too much.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Yes, yes, Makamu wa Mozambique. Yes.
Yes. Muruta has so sorry. Joe, why is he Joe? Not to say like that way. Why is he Joe?
I'm sorry because
I'm
American.
I'm
sorry because
I'm American. That is why. Point of
order. You know. And many people don't know that as far back as we were teenagers, I remember when I started my first job at the SABC. I mean, I was a teenager then. And we would travel to Swaziland, Libopumla. We didn't have money. We didn't have what. We'd go hold youth services in Swaziland and what. Openjuba, this guy. Can I come on this guy now? Matebula, this guy, Matebula. The one who has a big church, Kobej. Yes, he was a youth.
Yeah.
You know, we were discipling those guys during those days and stuff.
Absolutely.
We would go with programs, SABC, and go there and all that. It was great. It was great. So the work is still going on. And look at us now.
The work is still going on.
The momentum has not stopped. So we believe for the rest of our lives, this will be going on and on and on, more and more and more.
Amen.
And that is what is needed. That is what we need to do.
Amen.
What we are all about. Nevertheless, tonight we are talking about Christ-likeness. Ish. What does it mean? And being a Christ-like person, what does it imply? Much of the times, I heard many people, when we speak of being Christ-like, they would tell you about the denomination they go to. And when you ask them as to what is Christ-likeness, they would be telling you about the people who are known by the name Bazalwane. And then sometimes Christ-likeness and people would be making wrong references with regards to that. And it's not because people are bad, you know, in understanding. It's simply because one at times would look at this and be able to say it shows that there is an element of a lack of knowledge on our part as to what does it mean to be Christ-like. And we are going to delve into that, and I trust that as we do so, the Father will just bless you so much in a mighty way. And of course, also your questions, you know, you are much more welcome to pose your questions, to speak about what Christ-likeness is all about, and to speak also about what does it mean to be as Christ is. You know, Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And he in one way, wittingly so, refers to the notion of being Christ-like. Now, the aspect of being Christ-like is found also in the purpose of the Father. And when you look into Romans chapter 8, verse 29, it says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. To whom he foreknew, he also conformed or predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. The very aspect of Christlikeness. We see it is a purposive, creative command of the Most High, and in so doing, He predestines us and that we be conformed to the image of His Son. It means each and every time we become as His Son is. And in John chapter 1, it says also, to them that received Him, He gave them the right to become. The issue is to underline the word become is indicative of a phenomena. And many people would argue that it's a process. But the word become speaks about a shaping of some sort and a transformation of note into being a child of the Most High. So we see that very aspect is that He is the one who makes us to be like Christ, since He is purposively making us to look like His Son. In other words, He purposively makes us to be His sons, to be Christ's. And He purposively makes us to conform to this image. In every good that we do, as prompted by the Spirit of the Father, in every work that we do, any mission that we are on, as prompted by the Father, this process is taking place. When people look at us and the work that the Father is doing through us, they see the works of Christ and not us. They see the works of Christ. Apostle Pumla says he goes to a place in the States. He starts to greet them. Before she finishes greeting them, or as she was about to go on in greetings, you know, and salutations, the Spirit of the Father befalls the people. Now, the thing is, the people see the Christ in her. They see the work of Christ in her. And in seeing that, they worship the Christ because they also see the same work of Christ amongst them. In other words, they see this purposive intention of the Father in making us to be as Christ is. The very aspect of saying we shall behold Him just as He is implies that we can't behold Him if we are not as He is. And this makes Christ the firstborn amongst many brethren. This is the household of the Most High, our Heavenly Father. And we are all added into that in becoming His children, in becoming as Christ is. This is taking on the appearance of Christ, the thoughts of Christ, the mindset of Christ, the obedience of Christ, taking on also the speech of Christ, the thoughts of Christ, the sight of Christ, the behavior of Christ, the reactions of Christ, the works of Christ, all these happening in us. Now it goes back, and Paul says it in Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ, I no longer live. Christ lives in me, the life that I live now. It's by faith in the Son of the Most High. In other words, therefore, the life that Paul is living, that life is Christ. This is what we call Christ-likeness. Now, the question is, as the church today, do we understand what Christ-likeness is all about? Or when people look at us, they see Mubaptist. Hey, Maria, hey, Ola Gibo Baptist. But I'll be taking some bread, go Baptist. About Dalilo and Abunta de Babu. Pumlawa, you take a little guy. And then, oh, hey, I know Ola Man, hey, kill a faith mission, hey, Ola Man. You know, people see denominations more than they should see Christ. People see church affiliations more than they see Christ. People see people following ideologies more than people having the mind of Christ. And that's a problem that we face today. When people look at us as the church, who do they see? Do they see Christ? Are we Christ-like? Do we understand what it means to be Christ-like today? Let me start with the apostle and welcome the apostle. What comes to mind?
Yeah, no, this is so sad. You know, now the moment you send me the topic, it just was an opportunity for me to reflect, you know, on my own personal life in terms of am I like him? Because I am trouble to go over long and now I know a South Quota Joe. Ukuba ukugaba ukondlela hore ai ano wenze so and utasala we put so can it is it the same child or balang le nna ka montlung re shara ntlu re shara this and that it's and to that tsana letseo and hence I'm saying for me it was a serious wake up call, you know. I had to take stock of my life and see where am I misrepresenting Christ, because you know we cannot be like him unless we spend time with him so that we are able to know him. There's a song, I wanna be more like him. But you cannot be like him if you don't know him. So, but unfortunately, over the confusion, we talk the Christ, but we don't walk the walk of Christ, and people cannot see Christ in us. And written the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 15, you know, Morana Jesu obalela with confidence, for he is the visible image of the invisible God. So because he knows God, he knows how to become like him on earth and represent him. So, but Rana, because we don't know him, we don't even know how to be like him. So Rana, in essence, Joe, we are supposed to be the invisible image of the we are supposed to be the visible image of the invisible God. So I'll give an example. There's a lady in Joke Marapulosa, you know, so from time to time, and questioning everything. So Baba logical, so forth and so on. So she would call me from time to time, and any issues, I would pray for her, so forth and so on. But you know what? 2 days ago, she calls me and she says, "Oh, welcome back. Thank you." But he says, "I want to give my life to Christ."
Sure.
I go so sharele motoka Jesus. Like story. I've never opened my mouth, kebuleleka Jesus, but I have tried to live a life. Kanti unchebi. You know, that's the thing you don't realize. People are watching, whether from a distance or in close proximity.
Yes.
So and then about I just want to give my life to God, because you are one person I've seen who committed wrong to the things of God. So for a person to come to that place where he says, "I want to give my life to Christ," it means somehow there's some little bit of Christ that he has seen in me that he wants to I embrace it. You know, and the next best thing is to lead her to Christ. But today people look at us, we represent everything except for Christ. We mention something and say, we represent our churches. When you read also in the Word of God, in the book of Acts, I think it's Acts chapter 11. The first time they were called Christians, never in Antioch. Because these people never sounded like anybody in the community, never sounded like anybody in the nation.
Yes.
They emulated Christ, hence the term Christians. So now we're only left with that tag, with that label, or we are Christians. But we could have one of the channel, Pakistani. Label, right? But the thing inside does not represent the label.
Yes, yes.
It's a serious misrepresentation of that label. And it's so sad that as the body of Christ, you know, and I thank you for this topic. And I'm like, throughout February, I'm just serious doing introspection, where I need to change, where I need to improve. Mujumu anchuse or improve so that we can be more like Christ. Because when we are more like Christ, we will not talk more. We will walk the talk. And people will see the walk and they will take the Christ or imitate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you quite well. Wow. Thank you so much, Apostle. And we also have Pastor Makamu in this very issue. Jeremias, when we look into the notion of Christ-likeness, and I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 49. As we have borne the image of men of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Being Christ-like, I'm just continuing from what the apostle has said, Apostle Pumla has said, we need to bear the real image of the Christ and not just have labels that talk about him, but without the image. You know, having a form of godliness, yet denying the power thereof. We don't want to be like that. But the word says here, as we have borne the man, the image of the man of dust, that is our physical parents. It says, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. That is now the appearance of Yahuwah, our creator, who is the father of Yahusha, HaMashiach, his son, the Christ. And so now Christ bears the image of the Elohim. We also should bear the image of the Elohim as Christ does. What say you, Bab Makam?
Yes. We thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
Everything starts in Genesis. Creation.
Yeah.
So they say, let us make man in our image.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And likeness. So a man was created in the image of God. And the likeness, character, spirit, everything.
Yes.
Now, kona that rebellion, S-I-N. The rebellion there, Izanga, to physical, but yabulala a relationship between man and God, and the man lost I character yake yobunkulunkulu. God gave that man authority, gave integrity, gave everything into unkulunkulu ayiyo.
Yes.
Because the purpose of God would a man kumele afane naye. Now unkulunkulu uletha uYahusha HaMashiach emhlabeni. Whatever elahlekile, because if flesh you corner, but into elahlekile ukufana no baba, into elahlekile angibuyisele ebantwini authority, integrity, the way we live yonke into kumele ayibuyisele yena uChrist emuntwini. Kungako laphana ku Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Uthi now God has predestined us believers to be like his son Jesus.
Yes.
God has predestined us to be like his son Jesus.
Yes.
Who's this son? This son is not just a son, he is God himself. So, in other words, unkulunkulu usibuyisela ku character yakhe yena, but usibuyisela ngalo uNkulunkulu lo esizoba sihlala naye, sifane naye, and si imitate ngendlela kuma aphila ngayo.
Original.
Usibuyisela ku original position yethu in the spirit, ngoba iflesh yona isasekhona. Isakwazi ukuhamba, isakwazi ukukhuluma, but manje ayisakhulumi into yayikhuluma uqala yokudala, because into yayikhuluma uqala kwakungakhulumi just the flesh, but kwakukhuluma the spirit of the living God, izinto zenzeka. So sibuyisela lapho. When you go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11, it is the Holy Spirit is transforming believers into the image of Christ. The Spirit, who is this Spirit? The Spirit is God Himself. About unity and Trinity, if God divided Himself, Abu Baba, Abu Son, Abu Holy Spirit, and love unto love, meaning against the Father, so, Holy Spirit is the Father. Son is the Father.
Father is the Son, is the Holy Spirit. That is the reason. Lapano ku Colossians chapter 1, Utina Christ is the invisible image of the is the visible image of the invisible God. So in other words, when we live like Christ, when we walk like Him, when we do things the way Christ appealing upon, fears and angela unkulunkulu angayo.
Amen.
First Corinthians chapter 11. What about believers should imitate Christ?
Yeah.
We believers, we must imitate. In tell of Kunsholo,
come on.
Come in, you I titile umpostor.
Yeah.
And you kuluma ngegamelithi Christian. Igamelithi Christian as kalwanga abantu abakholwayo.
Yeah.
Labantu laba la abakholwa ngoChrist but babonimbona bamobserve ukuthi lo muntu lo la uma ne problem usolva kanjani uma ahamba uhamba kanjani uma ephila ophila kanjani and then labantu laba la bafike bathenga uChrist basuleka ukuphila impilo yabo baphila impilo kaChrist and these people ababona uChrist but no kungathi usaphila lo muntu ngoba sibona naba la bafana nje and they begin to call these people good about Christ abancane lelo gama lela alizanga noNkulunkulu ukuthi nina ningama Christ lizena labantu laba abangamazi uChrist but laba ngendlela abaphila ngani bafana nani na in other words reincarnation yaka kathi mayibe kho yaba khona kwa labantu laba la and that is what God wants us to be and to live ngendlela izoba yimurepresenta as umuntu angabuzi ukuthi konja ungumngaphi wena kanti ngendlela izoba ukuphila ngkhona urepresenta yena ngendlela ukukhuluma ngakhona urepresenta yena integrity everything you do you represent him not only uma usesontweni but even inside endlini kuma neighbors wakho ku yonke indawo lapho ukhona you represent uChrist that is the reason the Bible says ukuthi don't you know ukuthi ningumzimba hayi waka Jesu waka Christ uChrist makaphile kini the spirit that was in Christ must be in you and you must live leyo nto le lapho niyiphila not ukuthi niyishumayele but niyiphila nibe uChrist emhlabeni abo Christ abancane That is the word of God.
Yeah, of course, you can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. This very notion is all about. What does it mean to be Christ-like? Remember, I didn't say Jesus-like. I said Christ-like because many people really have arguments about this, but we're talking about Christ, the Son of the Living Father, the Savior. If you check on him, Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So that very aspect of him being the Christ, which means the one with the anointing or the anointed one with his anointing, what does it imply? It also should mean that we live in this anointing of the Christ. We can't just be wearing labels. Yet within our hearts, we don't look like him. Otherwise, it would not be sufficient for us. Now, let's listen also to Pastor Green on this issue. Pastor Green, greetings to you. And what does it mean to you to be Christ-like? What does it imply to be Christ-like? It happens many times You hear people saying, I'm a Christian. I want to know, what does it mean to be Christ-like? Not a Christian, being Christ-like. What does it mean? Pastor Green.
Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus.
It's all raining there.
All belongs to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this opportunity and this chance. I want to say tonight, greetings to all the listeners. Greetings to Pastor Ray tonight. Hallelujah. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know the pastor on our platform. Is it Pastor Macau or Pastor Makua or Pastor Makula? I'm not sure.
Pastor Makamu,
right,
your
Pastor
friend.
Ray, hallelujah. But I greet our pastor in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know, tonight is a great privilege and a wonderful opportunity. Once again, Pastor Ray, to be on this platform and to share the word of God. And we thank God for you who make this possible. God is using his men to make it possible for other men of God to come on the platform and to share what they have inside of them. We thank God so much. We thank God for all the servants of God on this platform. You know, the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. So we will sharpen one another. And Pastor Ray, thank you for every servant of God. We are really blessed. Hallelujah. And we thank God for this privilege and this opportunity. And just pray that the Holy Spirit continue to lead us, that we always have a word to encourage our listeners in the name of Jesus. Pastor Ray, tonight, we talk about Christ-likeness. Christ-likeness. Oh, glory to God. What a powerful topic. Every day, every week, the topics are just getting better and better and better. Christ-likeness. This is what God is, the goal that God has set for us, Pastor Ray. To be like his son. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. Hallelujah. That is what we talk about, Christ-likeness. When we are like him. When we do the things that he has done. That is the goal that God has for us, Pastor Ray. But now, some people may think it's just like a slip of the finger. Then you are Christ-like. No, it's not like that. Hallelujah. There is a lot that is going hand in hand that we must do to be Christ-like. First of all, Pastor Ray, sometimes I think we must check our attitude. We must check our attitude. How is our attitude? Are we behaving the way God wants us to behave? Because even the Bible said the same attitude that was in Christ must also be found in us. But now, if that attitude or that mind is not found in us, then we are not Christ-like. The other thing, Pastor Ray, is our character. Is our character like Christ? Do we have a Christ-like character? What kind of a character do we have? Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
To be Christ-like. That's why you see, even in the Bible, Pastor Ray, Jesus has said, if someone want to come after, for want to follow me or want to come after me, that person must take up his cross and follow me. Now, when we think about that, take up his cross and follow me. What cross are we talking about? We are not talking about a wooden cross. Yeah, we talk now about exactly what our topic is tonight, the Christ-likeness. We must take up our Christ-likeness and be like him, to follow him and to do his will. We must listen and be obedient to his voice. Jesus himself has said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So this is how important it is, Pastor Ray, that if you say I'm Christ-like, the things that Christ has done, you must also start to do. And we talk here, we don't talk even about deep things, Pastor Ray. We talk about the basics. We talk about the basics. Christ used to go and isolate himself to pray. To become Christ-like, we must be able to isolate ourselves and go and pray and find a place where, that we can pray, that we can have fellowship with God our Father. To become Christ-like, there must be an attitude and behavior that is changing. That is when we say now we adopt the Christ-like life. Hallelujah. Because that's a lifestyle. The Christ-like is a lifestyle. It's a way to live. It's a way to address. It's a way to approach people. It's a way to answer people. It's a way to greet people. You see, when Peter was standing on the fire, and he was warming himself with other people, warming himself. And then the Bible said a slave girl came out. And when she heard Peter speak, she said, he was also with them. I can hear his talk, the way he speak. So even our speech, Pastor Ray, it must be Christ-like. Because when she hear how he talk, she said he was also with them. Because she hear the way he talk. So we must have that, Pastor Ray. You know the other thing I want to say, Pastor Ray? The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In other words, we must allow the Holy Spirit of God also to lead us so that we can become Christ-like. That is where the Holy Spirit are leading us to. The Holy Spirit is leading us to be like Christ. Hallelujah. To be like Christ. Look, just hear what Jesus say in the Bible. Jesus say, I have done great things, but you will do greater things. Those that believe in me, they will do greater things. So in other words, Jesus is giving us even the authority to do greater things. So we have to, that is vitally important, Pastor Ray, that we have to have that Christ-like, Christ-like lifestyle. God bless you, Pastor Ray. We'll continue. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate Pastor Green. Thank you very much. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about what it means to be Christ-like.
The search continues for top-quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
All right, we are talking about what it means to be Christ-like. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And what comes to mind when we talk about being Christ-like? Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. You can drop us also a voice note on the WhatsApp there. Let's hear it. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Do we still understand and do we still take it seriously? The notion of being Christ-like. That is also the gist of the matter. Apostle, I am looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18. It says, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Elohim, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Elohim, the Spirit of the Father. Now, Christ-likeness comes through the transformation that happens by the Holy Spirit, not by a college degree, Makam. The degree I call it, I means PhD. Nyana I call it, Makam. I theory PhD. I wear na Makam. So, if you look into Makam, ukona yamiza.
Ukona yamiza.
Now, the very aspect, it says, beholding us in the mirror, the glory of the Elohim, we have been transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Father. By the Spirit of the Father, we become transformed. We must give ourselves over to the transformation that the Father puts upon his children, that just like as in a mirror, when we look at ourselves, we will see Christ. What's your take?
Oh, that's a powerful one. And for me, the highlight is when you said we must give ourselves over to be transformed to his image through his Spirit. So, you know, when we don't give ourselves over, when we don't surrender who we are and allow God to crush us through his Spirit so that we can become exactly like Christ, then we'll continue to be people of God, and yet at the same time we will not even have anything that reflects him or anything that has to do with him. But also allow me to just touch Hanyani on the issue where or we raise it in the book of Corinthians, where Paul says, imitate me just as I imitate Christ. You know, Paul there was trying to say, bona. Mchebeng wa bona. Lili nali trying to share morena Jesus. So because you cannot imitate the Christ that you don't take time to check or the attributes, the attributes of this Christ. It's a defeat. So one of the attributes of that Christ is holiness. So now when we are like, when we say we are Christ-like, then people when they look at us, they should see holiness. Another attribute of Christ is faithfulness. Because we fail to be faithful. And we study Christ, who he really is. Because like as I indicated, you cannot imitate, you cannot be like somebody, or some checking, or some studying. And there's an element and that is consistency.
Yes.
I cannot just wake up tomorrow and just be like Christ. I need to be consistent. I need to be consistent in terms of how I study him. You study the life of Christ. You know, have you ever seen people who follow great leaders? They study their lives. They have all different books about these world leaders. They have all different resources. And they take time. You know, they spend time. They spend resources. Because they want to be... I mean, look at people who aspire to be like all these powerful men. I want to be like so-and-so when I grow up. And you will see how much they invest in these people they want to be like. So now we want to be like Christ, but we don't invest in knowing him. We don't invest in trying to study his character. We don't invest in trying, you know, to actually allow the Holy Spirit, you know, to transform us so that we... Because remember, it cannot be a man-made thing. We will say something very powerful, that no amount of degree can enable you to be like Christ. It will take the Holy Spirit to conform, to transform, to reset, so that you can eventually be like Christ. But also, Lord, you give, you surrender your nature so that you can take the nature of Christ. And when you take the nature of Christ, automatically you become one with him. So when people see you, they see him. You know, when you show up, it's him that shows up. When he speaks, you know, you said something also very powerful, where Christ anointed one. You're not talking Jesus. You said Christ anointed. So when you become like him, you know, even the power Yahai, the anointing Yahai rests upon us, and we're able to demonstrate that to the world. And I believe that we're living in an era where people need to see us as Christ-like, not as all these things that are trying to really thought. And somehow we need to really go back to the basics and, like, you know, Christ, who is Christ?
Yes.
Let's learn to study him. Let's take time. You know, there's a song, take time to know him. So, Lord, now we need to take time to know this Christ and mimic him and be consistent as we try to learn who he is, as we try to imitate him. So the more you imitate, you realize, oh, now you're one with him. You know, just to hang on, Batman, Peter. You know, when he denied Christ, language. But
You're trying to deny the image.
Then even your language changes. You know, study attributes, kindness, gentleness, a joke. We don't mind to do that.
It's sad.
There's still a long way to heaven. You know. So, Morana, let's study Christ. Let's try to really mimic him, and also be consistent when we learn, and allow the Holy Spirit to really help us. Surrendering, it is important. Giving up who you are, giving up your character to embrace Christ-like character. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
The big one.
Yeah, absolutely. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I was talking to Godfrey over the the WhatsApps, and I said, Godfrey, are you afraid of talking? Because he says, mina ngizomlwisa nabantu if he can talk. So I'm challenging you live on air. Talk the truth. Peter says, shall we be afraid of men or of Yahuwah? Whom shall we be afraid of? You know? So speak that which the Father puts in your heart, my brother. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, we are talking about Christlikeness, what it is even all about. And Pastor Makam, I'm looking at Philippians chapter 3, verses 21. It says, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to the glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Christlikeness is when our nature has been subdued to the Elohim himself, and we are conformed to his glorious body according to his own working, not our own. Ungane waya bathi ngikidithlomamiso ngabo September abantu baye sonke besiqedwe bayaphuza bathi eh kidikamuhelo ngo December bayaphuza eh what do you call it kamuhelo ba urekela suit empya e brown ya 3 piece or ba urekela 3 piece and then you go there barki confirmation and all those things from church ha okra muruta tawe lwena utawe bantsi kamukamureng banwa dry gin he bana And this part no setso amuhetswe bya nong ka mo kerekeng, you know, bariking undotana ya ka mo kerekeng. And so much of the times, I think to a great extent, we have been conformed to the rituals of the churches of the people instead of actually experiencing Philippians 3:21, where we are conformed to the glorious body according to the working by which he is able to subdue everything to himself. Please, Makam.
Lapha angenge lokhu ngiyakubukela lokhu angikubukeli lokhu ngiyakumamela lokhu angikumameli ngoba usabujwe umzimba wakho akusase wakho. That is the reason umpostolo Paul uthi ebantwini angisaphili mina,
yes,
sokuphila yena. Yabona uma uKristu abamba umzimba wakho ufinyelela kwalelo zinga lelapho lokho ukuphila uye uChrist, ukufa futhi uye uChrist. So ibandla ke kaNkulunkulu, we need to reach that level yokuthina ukuphika kwami uChrist, ukufa kwami uChrist. Impilo yami, whether ngiyafa or ngiyaphila, ngiphilela yena or ngisela yena. Ilokhu uChrist akufunayo empilweni yakhe. And uChrist ufinya ufuna ukuthi sifinyelela kwezinga likaPeter. Lapho uPeter athina sesizo yapi, ngoba amazwi wokuphila nempilo yonke yila kuwe. If you can reach that level, then we have a very big church elisindisini. But now sinenkinga yokufuna kufana nomfundisi. And umfundisi akakhombi uChrist, ukhomba yena ukuthi yena uye uNkulunkulu. That is the reason nasey'motweni zethu sifaka ama-stickers ukuthi Makamu is the king, Makamu is the reign, makamu the what makamu you know makamu lo uyini unezulu yini uyabasindisa abantu yini makamu umakamu ingaba uyabaphilisa yini uma senze izinto ezivuselele. We don't bring all Christ ebantwini. She letter is into zake ebantwini. Whereas, kumele sitika sitela bantu about his salvation kuti yikuphi. Abantu mabasindisiwe batshema ukufana no Christ hayi no mfundisi. Because umfundisi akana zinto.
Then
you understand? But almost umkhomba uChrist umuntu to be like him, umpostola Paul, almost umkhomba yet, would imitate me, because mina, nento ngiphila, angisazithilele mina, I imitate somebody in front of me, who is Yahusha HaMashiach. You understand?
Yes.
Kumbe wait na, imitate me. A penele lapo. But a penele lapo imitate me. And also, kuno mundo pambe kwambe, engi mlande layo, engi imitate ayo, ngenze lango, I power yonke. Ungenze kuthi ngimuka yena. So nina, as anika finyelele kwa lelo zing, zamano kongati nibuka kimi, umana zena buka kimi ke, nizombona long imlandela ukuthi ubani.
Yeah, absolutely.
So ibandla, kungathi uNkulunkulu akansize ibandla ukuthi imizimba yethu sinikele. And it's not simple. Akukho easy mfundisi ukuthi unikele umzimba. Because umzimba ufuna into zawo, umzimba ukreva into zawo. Uthi laphana, uthi laphana kuEphesians chapter 4, verse 2. He said, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way, more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body.
If you tell them for this,
speaking the truth in love, growing also. In other words, when you are in Christ, I'll shine on this every day. You must grow.
Yes.
Then, in every area of your life, then becoming more and more like him.
Absolutely.
And do you know what the final book of John chapter 3? What right now? We are children of God. We have not been showing what we shall be.
Yeah.
But when he comes, we will be like him.
Mm-hmm.
But you be like him, Lord. I am going to be like
ngalelo langa kula ipheleliswa khona.
Ngalelo langa lelo siyapheleliswa. Niqala manje to be like him. You walk like him. You talk like him. You do things like him. Then lelo langa lelo uma lifika, then ke celebration yale into already uyiyo. Ngivame kunje ukuthi na umkhuleka uqale esontweni. In order to be a good prayer warrior, our father is not going to be able to pray. A good player, a champion, I penele grounding. Ni suke grounding. Yo shala yota engine. Ye practice a lane to lena. I grounding. Then again, elanga le mesh. A excel lo muntu.
Absolutely. I hear you. All right. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about Christ-likeness. What it means. Do we as believers know what it means to be Christ-like? Or have we gone on to confuse this with just being a church member?
Hey. The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.